This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
Profile This.
As Stephen Thrill Hill can police our run out, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Russ. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Russ, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir, I do. But hey, I just got to say that little tidbit that you guys had about the restroom thing, starting over the urinals.
Yeah.
That's some funny stuff. I actually had it happen to me in Vegas. A buddy of mine, we cleared the restroom.
Yeah. Like, you got to say it to your buddy, but it freaks everybody out. Because they don't, and then you got to act like you don't know.
Hello, he looked over the urinal. He looked at me and said, nice walk. I looked back at him, didn't flinch, and said, yep, thanks. I worked very hard at it. My girlfriend at the time, another friend was outside. They said, guys, I'm running out, still zipping up.
All right, Russ. Well, today you got your choice of one of three stories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the problem.
You know what? Let's go for License to Spill.
A truck driver is facing charges after cargo spilled on two intersections in Clinton, North Carolina. This happened earlier this week. According to the Clinton Police Department, emergency personnel responded around 8:30 a.m. to reports of a spill near the intersection of College Street and Beeman Street, you know. But upon arriving, they discovered that the driver of the truck failed to remain on the scene. And then another spill was located at the intersection of Faison Highway and Pew Road, a little way down the highway. Now, after gathering video footage of the suspect's vehicle, police said they were able to locate the truck and the trailer at a nearby energy facility. Now, the truck driver was identified as Curtis Garley, who was operating the vehicle for a third-party contractor that's based out in Arkansas. Anyway, police said that Garley's charged with leaving the scene of a spill, failing to secure the load, littering, and operating a tractor-trailer in the business district of Clinton, which apparently is also a no-no. So keep in mind, his cargo spilled at two different intersections. But the question is, what was his cargo? Was it animal waste? Was it diesel fuel? Was it cow carcasses, or was it manure? So animal waste, diesel, cow carcasses, or manure? Manure.
You know what? I'm going to go with animal waste.
You're going to go the cow, animal waste, number one, Russ.
Okay. Animal waste.
I'm going to go cow carcasses.
Cow carcasses.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a big problem.
So they got the guy?
They did. They got the guy.
Did he say why he was, like...
I don't have that information. They just said basically he had two different spills at two different intersections, failed to stay on the scene, so he might not even have known it was happening. But they caught up with video footage. They caught up with him a little bit later.
That's manure, dude.
Manure.
Manure. Okay.
What did this guy spill over the highway there? Was it animal waste, diesel fuel, cow carcasses, or manure? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Category is license to spill. On Profile This, we got a North Carolina truck driver facing charges after a spill, not one, but two, and he left the scene. Question is, what did he spill not once but twice all over the road? Was it animal waste, diesel fuel, cow carcasses, or manure?
And, Russ, that is the very question that we pose to you. Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You want me the old cow carcasses? It was not cow carcasses. Nita Smith, you went with manure. It was not manure. So, Russ, that leaves you just straight up animal waste.
And you are correct, sir.
Wow, what's the difference between cow carcasses, manure, and animal waste?
One of them is treated.
Oh, okay.
Just saying.
Makes sense. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got Seth Meyers.
Jake.
The Jimmys.
Fallon Kimmel.
Stephen Colbert. Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
It is right there. The title. These guys have teams and talents and writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The price of coffee is higher than ever. And this is before the tariffs hit. Can you imagine the mental health crisis we're going to have in this country if people can't afford coffee in the morning? The number of workplace stabbings are about to go through the roof.
It's Fallon. D. Ted Smith.
Kibble.
The price of coffee is higher than ever. And this is before the tariffs hit. Can you imagine the mental health crisis we are going to have in this country if people can't afford coffee in the morning? The number of workplace stabbings is about to go through the roof.
Is that funny, Jimmy?
According to Forbes, there are now more billionaires than ever. Okay, but why can't there be more of something good like nachos or puppies? Or puppies eating nachos?
Colbert.
Yeah, that's Colbert.
According to Forbes, there are now more billionaires than ever. Okay, but why can't we have more than ever of something good like nachos or puppies or puppies eating nachos?
I still think nachos are overrated sometimes in restaurants.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yesterday, when the college football national champions Ohio State were at the White House, Vice President J.D. Vance dropped a part of the trophy. In response to this, President Trump has told J.D. Vance that he has to answer and to the transport portal. No word on who the next VP will be.
Lead Ted Smith.
Kibble. That was me.
Weak.
Sorry, that's awful. Yeah, can you imagine? JD, you have to answer for the portal.
Portal.
You're not
off to a Harvard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I bet he could get into another Big Ten school, or maybe he has to go to SEC now.
But if we win, you can't touch it.
All right. This is kind of a strange one. Matthew Perry, obviously he passed away a while ago. So
what?
Sorry to break the news. So Maggie Wheeler, who played Chandler's on-again, off-again girlfriend Janice on Friends. Do you remember her?
I remember the name.
She's like the stereotypical New York woman and just had an awful voice. Janice. Right? So,
Weed Week.
She also has lost her brother to addiction.
Oh.
And she said the date.
That's horrible.
It's hilarious.
It's awful.
That's horrible. It really is.
My God.
The day that Matthew passed away, she was in a neighbor's pool.
That's kind of weird.
And it's basically, there's two birds flying around. She thought that was Matthew Perry.
So she's nuts.
So she went and crazy.
Yeah, I do. I got a paraphrase. I'm not going to get the whole quote.
Matthew, what you doing up there?
Right.
Matthew Perry just lay a fat dump on it.
Matthew Perry like birds.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure. Like, stuff could happen, but I don't know. That's a strange one. Just like, yep, she was in a pool. Like, she was like, I was in my neighbor's pool. Like, all right.
And they didn't even know it.
Right.
Smart she left out.
All right, let's talk about some actors that nailed their roles so well. Basically, nobody else could have done it.
All right.
So you got movies, you got TV shows. Did any actors come to mind?
I don't get the problem. Is once an actor does it, that's who you picture doing. I'll tell you what. Tell us the role. Tell us the actor. I'm going to come up with someone else who could have done it.
All right. Well, you're not a big Harry Potter guy.
Well, who to play Harry Potter?
It was the guy, Jason Isaacs?
Jason Isaacs.
Oh, yeah.
He played Lucius Malfoy.
It's a bird. You could add someone on. Who was I just pictured, man? I had the guy. If it's not him. Christ, what is this dude's name?
What are we talking here?
It's another guy that plays a villain a lot.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of those.
Well, I know, man, but he kind of has that uppity air about him. You know, I cannot think of the actor. But
right.
They did nail it. I'm just saying there's someone else who could have done it.
All right.
I mean, Alf couldn't have played E.T.
they're both brown.
I need the phone home.
All right,
give me the goddamn phone. I'm trying to call my mom. So hard about this, man.
Come on.
You got one in your kitchen.
Touch me. Tim Curry is Dr. Frankfurter.
You could have had Martin Short play that role.
Where's Dr. Frankfurter from?
from the Rocky German. Mountain Horror Picture Show.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah. All right.
Frankenfurter. All right,
here's a tough one.
Okay.
Leonard Nimoy.
Spock. Who else could have played Spock?
At the time, I don't...
Man,
I don't know, but if you, I mean, they got Zachary Quinto now. I get
right?
it, but they modeled
job.
It on.
I got one.
They, who?
I'd say Rainn Wilson,
Telly Savalas.
What in Casino? You know
no, Telly Savalas.
He may Kojak.
Kojak.
You know what? Yeah, if he just had to be stoic about it, he could have played that.
And he's already bald. Just put those pointy ears on.
Could Kojak had hair?
No, Spock had hair.
No, Kojak, what I'm saying is, could you put in
Spock
so
as
it
a bald
Telly
Spock?
Savalas, right? Could you put in a guy with hair?
Would to he, play
could
Kojak?
He, could he be Kojak?
I mean, not now, but if he did, I mean, could you have a bald Beretta?
What if he wore a hairpiece? Like a toupee?
That part of his disguise?
Mm-hmm. What about, like, Bob Newhart playing Spock?
Bob Newhart?
I mean, that'd be a strange
that
one.
That would be bad.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we're going to die.
You could have older stoic actors, I believe, play that part.
That's what I mean.
Classically trained theater actors could play that dry, you know.
All right, Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow.
Keith Richards.
Correct.
Colin Farrell could have played that.
No, Keith played his dad.
That's right. You're right, Colin Farrell could pull off a role like that. I mean, all you got to do is kind of act like a half-drunken idiot all the time.
Right, but he also lives that
Johnny
role.
Johnny Depp, like, he suits it, but I think a lot of people could have pulled that off.
What about Nick Cage?
No one.
God.
Nick Cage, I mean, just, I don't.
Have you seen the promo for his new movie coming out?
No.
It's like an old school Western. For some reason, talk like this all the time.
Why is the wrong God? Have you ever seen Our Flag Means Death on HBO?
No.
It's kind of like Pirates of the Caribbean meets, I don't know, some kind of comedy troupe.
Like Spinal Tap or something?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
It's absolutely fantastic.
All right. Here's a good one. James Gandolfini. Again, these are actors who nailed their role so well, nobody else could do it. Gandolfini is Tony Soprano.
I think he did a great job. I think you could find another unknown actor to play that part.
The Blair mobster.
Because you don't know him going in. So, you know, anybody could do that, I think.
And nothing against mobsters, but they're kind of dime a dozen. And I think that because every time they cast a movie, it's usually six of the same guys.
Robert De Niro, Paul Sorvino could have played that.
Right, man. There's other Italian actors out there that could be mobsters. It seems like so many of them are the same
just,
guy.
You would just know them.
Yeah.
Where this guy, you didn't know.
Right, because Gandolfini was already an actor.
Well, not as widely known, obviously.
Right, because it's like people went back and saw him in whatever, the famous movie with smoking weed, criminals.
Smoking criminals.
Brad Pitt's in there. Gandolfini's one of the gangsters.
True romance.
Right. You go back and then you see like, oh yeah, he was in that.
Sure.
This and that. Mm-hmm. Tell you what though, Gandolfini had some movies I liked. There was a whole one about a prison, and it's like they got these soldiers. You know, it's a military prison.
All right,
but damn good movie.
Okay.
Yeah, I forget the
plot of it. So I kept this watch.
All right, Mike Myers is Austin Powers.
He did a great job. I mean, those Robin Williams type of actors where they can do all kinds of, I don't know. I think they're unique.
You think like a Will Ferrell could pull that off, though?
I think he could.
Or John C. Reilly?
Different interpretation.
It'd have been a little, right, but I think we'd all walk away with the same vibe. I think.
I think sometimes John C. Reilly could almost do half of Will Ferrell's roles.
I think he's a good dramatic actor. He's a great comedic actor. Like, he's a very good actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His biggest problem is he is so funny when he does stupid roles that people forget that he's really good in drama.
I have to tell you, you won't know. I was Mike Honcho.
Mike Honcho. Well, we always reference the Will Ferrell movies, but like Walk Hard.
The Dewey Cox story.
The Dewey Cox story. I mean, that is just top to bottom. I can watch a movie all the time.
A few good ones that came in. I agree with you. So as far as someone to play Spock, could have had Ben Kingsley, a.k.a. Gandhi.
He would have overacted it.
He might, but Spock is so dry. I mean, there's not much to overact.
The problem is that you would have believed that Spock was real.
Well, it's a good thing. as far as Captain Jack Sparrow, they say Jim Carrey.
Yeah, he could do that 100%.
Right. And let's see, Danny DeVito is Tony Soprano.
Oh, no.
I mean, right? Joe Pesci always plays a tough guy. And I don't think Joe Pesci is much taller than Danny DeVito.
No, he's not. Oh, sorry. he's a tiny man.
Like, I've seen him together in the same room. All right. Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man.
No one will pull it off like him, but inevitably anyone could have played him. Like, I love what he did with the guy, so you're not going to, like, imitate that, but it didn't matter who they cast for that role. It's like, you're going to be hired.
It could have been Hugh Jackman. It could have been anybody. Because once you put on
the... Hugh Jackman wouldn't have been right.
All right.
Not for Iron Man.
Right. But Hugh Jackman's another one that I'd put in there. Like, who else is going to play Wolverine at this point? Like, he's just done so much with that character that you can't...
I'm going to do 10 movies as Wolverine. Try to replace me.
It's like when they were threatening to make another Blade movie. Like, no. There's one Blade.
Wesley Snipes.
That's right.
Always bet on me.
Let's say Gene Wilder is Willy Wonka.
That's a good call.
I think that one's open to a ton of people.
Really?
The
Gene Wilder Willy Wonka. He was so... Watch that movie again. I'm telling you, he's creepy as F, man.
I think he did a great job in Bride of Frankenstein.
Sure.
That's probably the one you can't replace.
Am I confusing Gene Wilder? Oh, I'm confusing him with Arthur. The guy that was always...
Dudley Moore.
The guy that was always, like, kind of hammered. So, I read this earlier today. Okay. I was like, well, if Dudley Moore played it, there's a bunch of people that can play it. I mean, he was kind of funny for what he did. Let's see this. Betty White. What kind of woman? What's that?
Is it dead?
Well, you'll hear this in the story. She lived to be 99.
Mm-hmm.
She often credited her longevity to her positive attitude, and people are saying maybe junk food. Betty reportedly ate a hot dog every day.
Atta girl.
Really?
Also notorious for loving her vodka.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Vodka and hot dogs.
I don't care that you... I know you like a hot dog. That's not the question. The question is, what do you like on the hot dog? The hot dog is a blank canvas.
Right.
It's like saying you like that as
a blank canvas, yes.
It really is. And it's up to you to make that hot dog come alive. I don't care that she had a hot dog every day. I want to know what she put on her hot dog.
What if she ate it with no bun? Nothing. Condiments, no bun. She just ate a hot dog.
You made hot dogs on Sunday.
Correct.
First thing I wanted to know was, how'd you do them? Did you boil them? Did you grill them? What did you put on top of it? Did you have...
I cut little slits at them. I sprinkled them a little Dano's Original and threw them in the air fryer.
Put Dano's on it?
How's air fried hot dog?
Great, man. Comes out crispy.
Okay.
What time of day, even if you're Betty White, it's too early for a hot dog?
Too early for a hot dog?
Yeah.
9 a.m.
If you saw somebody eating a hot dog for breakfast, what would you think?
I would think that's weird. I would definitely think that's weird.
10:30 is good.
Yeah. You can figure construction workers got to be hammering down big bites early.
They get a break on everything, though.
They do. All right, so it wasn't just the hot dog, the vodka. Megan Flattery. She worked with Betty in a 2011 Hallmark film. It says Betty would eat chocolate cake for breakfast.
Damn.
Girl.
Hot dogs, chocolate cake, and vodka.
I like the way she says this quote, like a real, true legend. She did mention, like, look, Betty liked to drink, but she also said, in Betty White's defense, she was always like a super professional.
Sure.
I'm professional.
Super.
Look, she lived to be 99.
What are you going
to
say?
And, like, she might be one of those people. Betty White would strike me as, like, she goes back to her trailer, and it's like, she's only going to have two of these vodka sodas.
But she's going to have them.
Right. And they're right. They're going to be strong.
Where's the lime?
Right. Exactly. There's fruit in there. She's got it, like, in a decanter, like, the vodka. It looks all fancy.
Next to her hot dog.
Yeah. I mean, I'm down to drink vodka and eat hot dogs with chicks.
I would do that.
Yeah.
That sets dating profile.
Sounds like the Red Hot.
Down to drink vodka and eat hot dogs with chicks.
It's right by your house, Mike. Just call the Red Hot.
That's right.
He's single and available in your area.
That'd be weird to make eye contact with some chick while you got a hot dog in your mouth.
Hey.
Hot burger.
Yeah, is that a Tacoma dog right there?
Well, it's a foot long. It's fine. Netflix slate, you got a brand new episode of Everybody's Live with John Mulaney. I don't know if any of you guys have watched it yet. That's a pretty funny show.
I have not.
He brings a lot of different people together, and it's all live.
Okay. All right.
Awesome. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up next. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. University building closes for fear that birds will drop rocks on students' heads. Meanwhile, a woman walks into a beer cooler and leaves behind her ham and eggs. Pastor on a plane gets sprayed in the head with other passengers' lunch. A Michigan bookstore moves locations one book at a time. They had a bunch. And a raccoon's life is saved thanks to a Tide Pod. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we go to the University of Oxford, where a shutdown was in order.
the Blavatnik School of Government had to close its doors due to vandalism, in which case the glass roof of the building had been broken. But they could see this coming. Reports had been coming in over the last week that several rocks had been heard and seen bouncing off of the rooftop glass, until finally the damage was done and repairs were in order. But no troublesome students were making this ruckus, no, no. It was actually a flock of seagulls that, for whatever reason, had been dropping rocks on the glass. Eventually, yeah. One was able to damage the roof, and they hope to reopen the building
soon.
That's
what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I used to find crab shells down on my driveway. And when they went up to put my solar panels on,
yeah.
I had crab shells all through my gutters.
Oh, no.
They're dropping them on the roof to break them open.
They fly back up. They eat them.
That wouldn't work, though.
So that's why they do it, because they believe that's actually concrete instead of glass.
Oh, no. Did you actually see that video?
I did not.
Of that thing just grabbing it, just dropping it on the ground?
No.
It's wild, dude. In other news, a helpful passerby was the key piece of the puzzle in helping out a distressed animal. Officials were called to the scene of a raccoon that was spotted stuck in a storm drain. They arrived to find nothing but the head of the animal poking through the drain cover and immediately started trying different methods of freeing it. They were able to remove the drain cover, but the raccoon was still stuck, and it took the quick thinking of a kind passerby to free the little fella, as the Samaritan opened up a pair of laundry detergent pods to use as lubricant for the animal.
Mm.
He was eventually freed and turned over to an animal control officer.
And smelled fantastic.
I was going to say, man, now you got soap in your eyes.
My eyes are burning.
Jesus.
Got the fabric softener on there. It's so good and fluffy. While flying is not the most pleasant experience, a couple ladies on a short hopper had a rather bad one. In a video making the rounds online, the woman admits that she needs to vent about her experience. She was on a bird from D.C. to JFK. Okay, Dulles to JFK.
That's not a long flight.
No,
not a long flight at all.
40 minutes maybe?
Right.
Something like that.
You spend more time on the ground than you do in the air.
Absolutely.
But she says that while the plane was landing, it got a little turbulent, which is when she heard vomiting coming from the man seated behind her.
All right.
Not thinking much of it initially, she was eventually tapped on the shoulder by the woman seated next to her, which is when she saw that the man's yak had landed onto both of them.
All right.
While taxiing on the ground, she made a couple calls for flight attendants that was given cocktail napkins.
Those are not going to cut it.
No, they're not.
Come on,
but at the same point, it's like, what else do they have back
there?
They
don't have any rags.
Maybe.
I mean, I guess you're right. It's not a bar. You can't ask for a bar rag.
And for that small of a flight, it's not like they're going to have a whole lot in there.
Sure.
You know,
you would just think they have rags.
Or
a towel.
They don't even have drink service at this point.
So could this guy not get up and go to the bathroom real quick? I mean, were they that close to landing?
All right. They were landing.
So you still have a bag in front of you, right?
Or right.
You
know? Well, she thinks it may have been a kid, too.
No, it was somebody.
No. Who, oh,
it was a dude. It smelled like stale beer.
Oh.
Yeah, he was drunk.
He was hammered.
She lodged a complaint with the airline following the incident, believing that they dropped the ball on customer service, as this was what she called a biohazard situation. They initially offered her 3,000 miles for the incident, but upped it to 20,000 when she pressed them harder. She's still not satisfied with their response and puts no blame on the man that ralphed
her. Is that 20,000 miles on your account?
I believe.
Or is that 20,000 miles that you get to fly
account.
On
the account? Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I guarantee it's the account.
Yeah, I know. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you can sign up for a credit card and get 50,000 points right off the bat without doing a damn thing.
Exactly.
So come on.
And
people.
Basically, I looked it up, and 20,000, they comped her flight, is what that is.
All right. Well,
I kind of respect that she's like, look, I'm not mad at the guy, but we got to clean this up.
Have a cocktail napkin.
See, no, she needs to be mad at the guy. She doesn't hold him accountable at all. Like, he was loaded when he got on this flight, and then he yacked on him. And then,
how do you know that? You could have had two beers and the turbulence made him puke.
We can still grab a barf bag.
He could have
a barf bag, man.
Right, exactly. He could have had food poisoning, had a couple beers.
Right.
Or he could have been hammered.
Aim down when you Ralph, man.
Right.
Like, no, I'm sorry. I'm putting this on the Look, dude. It is not on the airline to have a full-on this dude yacked cleanup kit on the flight
that they
stop everything to pull everybody out there to clean this up.
Dude, I would definitely puke between my legs on the floor.
Yes.
Or somewhere else. Just not directly in front projectile.
You're not going to go Old Faithful on this thing.
That tells me that it just came on and he went, blah.
Yeah.
Which normally happens if you're sick.
And he was visibly intoxicated. The guy was loaded. Like, come on, man. Hold it together for a 45-minute flight, will you?
Or use the bag.
And use the bag. Hold it together and use the bag. Like, we don't have that long here. Oh, they dropped the ball. No, they didn't. They got you cocktail napkins to help you clean the damn thing up, because that's what they got. And it's not like they served the guy.
Right.
You know? They shouldn't have let this happen. Like, they're not serving drinks on that flight. I'm sorry.
There's not much they can do.
No.
That is true.
I'm sorry. To Pennsylvania, where you can't even trust the beer caves anymore. Surveillance footage was reviewed after someone went into a convenience store beer cave to find that somebody had defecated on one of the shelves.
Oh.
Footage revealed that a woman had gone into the cave, pushed back a case of beer, and dropped a big old hot one right there on the shelf. She was eventually apprehended and charged, and about $80 worth of merchandise was lost.
I like that. I like the not that. I like the fact
I like
that.
I like that. That's good.
I like that a small convenience store has a walk-in beer cooler.
Yeah.
That means if you want a cold case of beer,
exactly,
you can go in and get it.
Right.
I always walk in if there's one.
Hell yeah.
Just to look around.
What do we got in here?
That's exactly right.
Well, Pennsylvania has a ton of them, too, because they got all those weird laws.
They do have a lot of weird... With booze,
like, yeah. Right, it's like if you want to buy a case of beer, like you can only buy a 12-pack at a time. You got to go to a distributor.
Really?
And that's why they have these giant walk-ins.
Huh.
And you could get like a case there.
And a big old meaty chud.
Yeah, or there's like weird things. Like I remember from my dad, we were buying O'Doul's, and the guy, they were like, well, you're at a distributor. You got to buy a case. Like, you don't need a goddamn case of them. They were like,
case of them. Come on.
Yeah.
That's rules, man. But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
Cute story out of Michigan. A local independent bookstore was about to move from its longstanding location to another spot just around the corner and put out a request for the community for any volunteers to help them move. You can imagine their surprise when 300 residents showed up on moving day to volunteer. Given that they didn't have far to go, they formed a pair of human chains that extended from the old location around the corner to the new one and moved the inventory one book at a time. In total, the group effort relocated more than 9,000 books, 9,100 actually,
Damn. In
less than 2 hours.
All right, not
just
bad.
Just one right after the other. It's a fun little video.
Well, it's easier to alphabetize that way. You just take one off the shelf at a time, and take it down the chain line, and away you go.
That's exactly what they were doing. Like, right. The video goes all the way into the new store, and there's a dude at the end of the chain just putting them on the shelf as they come in.
Yeah. I mean, I'll do that. Like, Cass will come over to my house, right?
Yeah.
He'll start listening to my albums, and I'll go back and look for an album. And it's like, it's S. You know what I mean? It's Steely Dan, whatever the hell it is. And he puts it in the B's.
Come on.
And I'm just like, you
can you read?
Right.
You son of a...
Come on,
man. You know better than that.
Books, DVDs,
you're just
movies,
doing this because you
albums.
Know it will bother me.
Everything is alphabetized. Come on, man. It takes a minute to do that.
He'll go in
there
and like scramble my pillows up just because he knows it drives me nuts.
Oh, so he's doing it all perfect?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that makes it fun.
Yeah.
Men's Room Sports brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. You've got NBA basketball, NHL hockey, and the Mariners are in the midst of Game 2 against the Reds in Cincinnati. Find out where to watch all those games in one convenient location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as the weather, clear skies and light winds tonight bring things down to about 42 overnight. Tomorrow we can expect clear skies and a high of 66. And all week long we are celebrating that fine thing known as Weed Week, where we draw one name out of the bowl, and it is up to you, the listeners, to listen to the program for any of the clues to figure out who we got drawn out of the bowl.
Uh-huh.
And for everybody that voted for the Ted Smith,
all
congratulations,
right,
you are the winners there.
Nice work.
Good
nice
work today,
work.
Ted.
I tried.
I tried it. And that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy, the head chef. You are all about fish sandwiches.
Fish sandwiches, and we'll talk a little Easter candy.
Lovely
Easter
Jolene candy. Coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, You can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.